It was a joke, but unfortunately, it's a little bit telling. Have you ever seen guys, and I spent enough years as a Rebbe, you know, I don't know why they do this to Rebbeim, but they ask Rebbeim to sit the wrong way in the Beis Medrash, so you get to watch guys dominate. So again, a lot of times you see guys dominating nicely and into it, and there's always the guy who's like, you know, he's catching flies, and he's like, and you'll see guys daydreaming and doing the most imaginative things during what's supposed to be Shmoneh Esrei. I mean, and you see, it's not that uncommon. And I think it's something that takes work, and I think it's something that can be improved. But I think one of the primary focuses is this one point: understanding that I'm standing literally in front of Hashem. And I want to tell you guys, from experience, there's an interesting phenomenon that I found often, more often than I want to admit. Imagine for a minute, there's Shmuel. Shmuel is, he's the guy who races through dominating. I mean, by the time Shmoneh Esrei starts, he's done. I mean, he's warp speed, he's da-da-da-da. And every day, da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da. You don't even see the guy start, finish, he's done before. He's already got the novel out. He's got, all right, we'll give him the safer. He's chazering Daf Yomi way before anybody's even halfway done Shmoneh Esrei. Then, and this has happened, one day, you find Shmuel in the Beis Medrash. It's late at night, and he's dominating. But not racing through warp speed. He's like actually dominating. Like tears in his eyes. Beseeching, imploring, talking. What happened was, Shmuel's kid brother got into a car accident and is in critical condition. Now, I don't do this, but I'm oftentimes tempted to walk in under such a case and say as follows: Shmuel, what you doing? Oh, Rabbi, didn't you hear my kid brother in an accident? Oh, I'm sorry to hear that, Shmuel, but what are you doing? Well, Rabbi, I'm dominating, you know, I'm dominating. Shmuel, what are you doing? Rabbi, didn't you? I told you, my kid brother's accident is sick, the operator, I don't know what's going to be. Yeah, but Shmuel, what are you doing? Rabbi, I'm dominating. Shmuel, what are you doing? You're talking to the wall. Shmuel, there's no one here. Shmuel, you're talking to the wall. You're not dominating. There's nobody here. What are you doing? Rabbi, you're a rabbi. What are you talking about? Shmuel, there's no one here. Stop what you're doing, Shmuel. Now, the reason why I don't do it, there are many reasons why I don't do it, but you know what Shmuel is doing right there? And this is a very important yesod. Shmuel maybe for the first time in years is dominating. But you know why he's dominating? Because intuitively, within his heart, he knows something fundamentally. And that fundamental fact is that Hashem is present. And he's talking to Hashem. Now, it may have taken a tragedy, it may have taken a trauma to get him to the point where he actually opened his mouth and talked to Hashem, but that's something that intuitively, instinctively he knew, and it's something that he did at that point. Maybe something he hasn't done in years before. But the point is that a human being, certainly a Jew, intuitively knows certain things. Intuitively, a person knows it's wrong to steal, to rape, to murder. You don't need to be schooled in this. Intuitively, a person knows that Hashem is present. Hashem is here. And when people get in trouble, and someone's sick, or it's a real serious issue, and they daven, all of a sudden they're davening very differently. You see, typically people daven to Hashem, who's 13 billion light years up in Shemayim. In fact, I'm often tempted to ask someone, how can Hashem hear you? Hashem's so far up in Shemayim, how could he? Hashem, can you hear me? I mean, at least get a microphone, get a boombox, something. There's no way Hashem can hear you from way up there, right? But that's exactly the point. You're not davening to Hashem 13 billion light years up in Shemayim. You're davening to Hashem here, right here, right in front of me. In fact, you know what the Mesillas Yesharim says? You know he describes davening? He describes davening, he says, literally as if I'm talking to my friend. A person, when he's davening, is supposed to have a conversation with the Creator as if I'm talking to my friend. My friend is listening. My friend may respond or may not. But I'm talking to my friend right here. Says Mrs. Lasharim in Perek Yutes, that is tefillah. That's davening. But it's not something that comes naturally to the human. It's something that takes work. You'll excuse me for another joke, and this is a common one running around. Maybe you've heard it. Tommy was in third grade, and the teacher decided that she was going to teach atheism. So she says, Tommy, look out the window. You see the flower? Yes, teacher, I see the flower. Good, Tommy. Tommy, you see the tree? Yes, teacher, I see the tree. Good. Tommy, you see the sky? Yes, teacher, I see the sky. Tommy, tell me, do you see God? No, teacher, I don't see God. You know why he doesn't see God? He doesn't see God because God doesn't exist. Don't you see? The tree, the flower, the sky exists, but God doesn't exist. At which point, Lisa, the little girl in third grade, says, teacher, do you mind if I ask Tommy a few questions? The teacher says, sure, go ahead. Tommy, says Lisa, do you see out the window the flowers? Yeah. Tommy, do you see the tree? Yeah. Tommy, you see the sky? No, Tommy's getting really bored with this stuff. Yeah, what do you want? So tell me, Tommy, do you see the teacher? Yeah, I see the teacher. Do you see her brain? No. Well, you don't see a brain because she doesn't have a brain. Point being...